I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Guatemala's Mount Bacaya erupted late last week, prompting a state of public emergency in its capital city. It's expected to last at least 15 days because the volcano remains unstable. Orphan Outreach's Gloria Casera says,
praise God, our ministry is fine, but it definitely is affecting the whole capital of Guatemala.
Mudslides are another concern. In the meantime, their team continues to live out the gospel.
Pray for us to keep our faith strong and know that God is under control.
Next, David Shibley of Global Advance says in all of the Arab world outside of Egypt, there are only about 200 evangelical pastors. Half of them gathered for a frontline shepherds conference. Many face harassment or persecution for proclaiming the gospel.
The Apostle Paul wrote about men like that in the book of Philippians chapter 2. He said that we are to honor such men as these who nearly died for the work of Christ, and many of the pastors that we served at this conference would certainly fall into that category.
And in the Dominican Republic and globally, Kids Alive International rescues desperate kids and gives them an education. But what happens when they finish high school? Kids Alive's John Brule says,
what we've done in the Dominican Republic has created an opportunity for them to continue their education beyond high school, either in university or in advanced vocational training.
Graduates often return home to impact others, as Kids Alive and the Gospel did them. It's one way to have an eternal impact change in a community. Our website has more details. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.